Hello, this is Dr. Christiane Northrup. My new books, The Secret Pleasures of Menopause and The Secret Pleasures of Menopause Playbook, are now available from Hay House. And I'll be talking about how you can learn to experience pleasure, prosperity, and fulfillment beyond your wildest dreams during my live appearances this year. For more details on my work and how you can adopt a vibrant, healthy lifestyle at any age, please visit my website and become a member of my exciting online community of wildly magnificent women and some good men, the Women's Wisdom Circle at www.drnorthrup.com. Female friendships. Ah, there is nothing in life more fabulous than female friendships. That's because your female friends are there for you in a way that no man can be, unless, of course, he's gay, in which case he's sort of in the female friendship category. But a regular heterosexual guy is not going to want to talk to you for a couple hours about what's bothering you, because they want to get to the point and fix it. And that's great. We'll let them do that. Your female friends are going to be there for you. But then there's this little problem with female friendships, and here's what it is. Let's say that you and your female friend don't have partners, but you're both looking for Mr. Right. And then she finds him. And then suddenly her life is about planning the engagement party and the wedding and whether or not to move in together. And she's not available to you because she's going off with Bob more and more. And what happens to you? You want the best for her. At least you say you do. But underneath it, you're jealous. And you know what? It's okay to know that you're jealous. When it will really become a problem is if you don't admit it and then you act it out in nasty little ways, like making her feel guilty if she wants to go off with Bob. There's also competition among women, and I think that for centuries that's because we were seen as nothing if we didn't have a man in our lives, and also we've bought the idea of the zero-sum model. All the good men are taken or married, and there aren't enough to go around. So therefore, you have to compete for the good guys. Now, the truth is that you can turn that around. At the Mama Gina School of Womanly Arts, women actually learn how to go out and flirt in pairs or in triads. And then one woman who's not interested in the guy goes up to him because she doesn't care. And she's the wing woman for the other one who likes him. And then women work together for the benefit of the whole. And nothing is more fun than that. Now, the other thing that's happened is it's a relatively recent thing for women to have held any power or clout. Remember, we didn't get the right to vote till 1920. And in 1985, my mother couldn't take out a loan in her own name. And when I first started to do obstetrics, women who became pregnant and were teachers in the school system had to resign. This wasn't in the far ancient history, folks. This is in recent memory. Therefore, we have not had decades and decades to figure out how to empower other women. So too often we have the queen bee syndrome, where the woman makes it to the top of the pile, loves the attention of all the males, and she kicks the upcoming women in the teeth. I had this experience recently with a younger colleague who's in her 30s, and she can barely stand it. She's so joyous about my support of her and her women's health center. Well, why wouldn't I be? She's picking up the torch that I've been carrying for years and years. I'm delighted. I mean delighted. But that's because I'm secure in my own place. So here's the way to think about jealousy. If you're jealous of another woman, it means you want what she has. And that's a great way to identify, oh, I want that too. Good. Do an affirmation so you can get it too. And then if there's competition, then you remind yourself, there's enough to go around. This universe is a place of abundance, and what is mine is coming to me, and nobody can take what is mine. This is a world of infinite choices. So when you're stuck in competition and jealousy with another woman, or you find that she's jealous of you and in competition with you, you've got two choices. You can end the friendship, which you may need to do, because guess what? As you become more luscious, more fun, and you become more abundant and have more love in your life and more prosperity, there are other women in your life who are not going to like it, and they're going to try to drag you back down so that they can be miserable with you. You don't want to go there, right? So you might lose some friendships along the way, and the jealousy and the competition are little signs that that needs to happen. If you're the one jealous or competitive, then just notice those things and understand what you really want to bring into your own life. You have that power. Thanks for listening. This is Dr. Christian Northrup. If you have any other topics you'd like me to discuss, please let me know by visiting my website, www.drnorthrup.com. I also invite you to join my online community, the Women's Wisdom Circle. It's filled with information and resources on how you too can adopt a healthy, brilliant, vibrant lifestyle at any age.
The contents of this podcast are for informational purposes only and are not a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified health provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Neither Dr. Northrup nor the Hay House Publishing Group is responsible for any adverse effects resulting from your use of or reliance on any information contained in any podcast.